Okay, Kuf Memches. Eish liach tzibu rashi hafshit hateva betzibu kol zman shehem veisak neses. This is something that's not a gela maisa. The Hamor brings the Teirish Rashi. What is this? Haragilim lehovi sefer Torah b'isachem shemish tameres. They would keep the sefer Torah in another house, and after relating, they would bring it back to that house. While they were relating, they would put some nice cloth on the table which they would put the sefer Torah on. So it says basically, when you're taking out the sefer Torah, don't be misad at that whole table, and wait till after the davening to do that. And we're always concerned not to cause extra tir for the tihur, keep people waiting for the power to do certain things. Kuf mem test the father. Eina tibur ashen lotzis in basic pesach ad shiat sniu sefer Torah. One is not allowed to leave shul till they put away the sefer Torah. Shabru points out these are talking about places where they put back the sefer Torah after volatzin. But the minhag Ashkenaz said they put it back before the sefer, before volatzin, then anyway you have to stay in the shul to say volatzin. The Ramah says, Mivim Einam Yoitzim Rak Yochid Les Lon Bo. Says that if it's only an individual that's going out, then, or, and the Mishabur says even two or three people, then it's also alright, because the idea behind it is, when it's not covered for the Sefer Torah, that everybody leaves before they put back the Sefer Torah. We should have some people escorting the Sefer Torah. So as long as the vast majority of the minyan, which is seven people, remain behind, that's good enough. Okay. If they put the Sefer Torah in another house, when they put away the Sefer Torah in another house, the Sefer Torah should be the first thing that is leaving the Beis Medrash, and then afterwards everyone should follow it. It's also not a common halacha, but once again, if the Sefer Torah is being put in another place outside of the Beis Medrash, so nobody should leave before the Sefer Torah goes out, and they should follow the Sefer Torah. If the two entrances, then part of the tzibur can go out the second entrance before the Sefer Torah goes out the other entrance. But they should wait outside and then escort the Sefer Torah as they bring it to its place. Ramah says, the common situation today is the Sefer Torah is put in the Aron Kodesh. You don't have to leave the room of the Beis Medrash. Then, anyone who Sefer Torah passes by as it's being brought back to the Aron, then it's a mitzvah those who are next to it to follow it up to the Aron. The Shavuot says same thing applies when they're taking it out from the Aron and bringing it to the Bima. Also, if it's passing by people, they should accompany it. Kamuvan, if there are a lot of people there and you have to crush somebody else to do this meeting and just stay where you are. The meeting is also whoever got Hagba should also go back with the Sefer Torah when they're putting it back. Yeah. V'chein ha-goyel yeh-lechach ha-Sefer Torah ha-Nusli Aron v'ayimet shom ad she'ozir ha-Sefer Torah m'koymai v'chein no-yagim v'magvi ha-Sefer Torah ki'u ikir ha-goyel k'mo she'zibar. The midig is that one who got Hagba, he escorts the Sefer Torah also back to the Aron and waits there till it's put it away. Even the goyel also was involved in fixing up the Sefer Torah and putting on the coverings. But the Magbiya is the main person. Mishabu brings various Achareinim, they hold that the Goyel should also accompany the Sefer Torah on its way back. Yesh Shukosov, the Ramos says, some wrote that the Mevim Tinoikis Menashik HaTayyuk Kedevachan from the zone of the Mitzvah Chinoikim. It's a minute to bring children to kiss the Sefer Torah as it's being put back. And that's a good minute to give them a connection to the Mitzvah.